The Power of Hankel.
We are back for another episode of our podcast, The Power of Hankel. I'm Laura, your host, and Justin Colby, Hankel's very knowledgeable director of market strategy for power and industrial automation, has graciously agreed to chat with us again. The last time we spoke with Justin, he shared his insights on the many upsides of Industry 4.0 implementation. And today we're going to tackle alternative energy technology, more really on the once you capture that energy, the conversion and storage of power once it's generated. So, Justin, thank you for coming back to speak with us.
Thanks, Laura. Absolutely. Always happy to talk to you and the listeners about topics in power conversion and industrial automation. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Great. I'm glad you're here. I think for our listeners, probably the two most well-known sources of alternative energy are solar, or also known as photovoltaics, and wind power. There's plenty of others, of course, but today we're going to focus on solar as our example. There's probably a pretty common understanding that solar farms capture the sun's energy, and then that gets converted into usable power. So the entire system, called the array, it includes solar modules, inverters. They take direct current and convert it into usable current or alternate current and storage. And storage is really the key component of the solar energy equation, but of any energy really, for that matter.
Yeah, Laura, that's correct. You know, so as you mentioned, there are many, many options for stationary energy storage. Everything from conventional lead acid batteries to flywheels, hydraulic storage is a huge, a huge strategy that's used, and even compressed air, right? So there's a lot of ways that we can store energy. You know, when we think about solar, though, one of the most convenient and popular ways of storing energy is through lithium ion batteries. So, you know, we see a large increase in lithium ion batteries, a large decrease in the cost of lithium ion batteries. They have very high power density ratings. And so they're very popular for stationary energy storage systems and growing them very fast in the solar power energy storage arena as well.
Right. And that's also lithium ion, for our listeners who might not be as familiar with solar, that's also what you'll find in an electric vehicle, but commonly used, as you referenced, for solar generated power too. So can you explain a little bit to the listeners why the storage component is so important, especially for solar?
Yeah. I mean, beyond the fact that oftentimes with alternative energy generation, or renewable energy generation, it's not always sunny when we want to use power, right? So in order to make our utilization times match up well with the generation times, it helps to have some kind of a reservoir of power in order to get the most value from these, say, more spotty generation systems than kind of the historic generator power. But it also helps if we think about utilities as commodities. So in many cases, the goal is really to generate energy and then sell it back to the grid. Just like stocks, we don't want to sell it when it's cheap, but we want to sell it when it's expensive. So, you know, oftentimes the peak rates, just like the utilization rates, don't line up with when it's the optimum time for generating these energy systems. And so in order to make sure that you can buy low and sell high, or generate low and sell high in the best ways, storage is really a key component. So in that way, you can generate the energy when it's best time to generate it, or all the time, store it, and then sell it back to the grid when it's got higher value. And oftentimes we even see people using grid energy when at off-peak times, and then using solar energy on peak times. So again, it's really about economics and making sure that you know, you can get the most economic value for the energy that you generate, beyond just making sure that it's there when you need it. Now, again, these types of schemes have different amounts of value depending on where in the world you are. You know, certainly if you have a stable grid, then thinking about trading utilities makes a lot of sense. If you don't have a stable grid, then always having a backup makes more sense. And so, you know, again, those strategies for solar energy and stationary energy storage with solar energy really vary in a number of ways. I would also say that, you know, it's important to understand that some of the new loads that we're putting on our grid, even in industrial countries, you know, I'm talking about things like EV charging infrastructure, for instance, can't be supported by the grid as it sits today, right? Yeah. And so then storage becomes a very likely solution to help build resilience and robustness to the grid without huge infrastructure costs. So again, a number of reasons why storage makes sense, you know, really different motivations depending on say who's installing.
Okay. I mean, and I think also there's been a lot of discussion about this too, is, you know, very efficient storage and inverter systems. You know, it also provides more energy, as you referenced earlier, to more people in areas where there's not a stable, you know, grid system. So energy access equity is also a big driver for alternative energy solutions. And Henkel, as you know, we're talking about here, doesn't really make inverters or storage systems. Certainly you personally have a lot of expertise in this area, but what Henkel does is helps manufacturers of those technologies and some pretty well-known energy companies make these systems operate more reliably and efficiently. So it's great you build these amazing storage systems and batteries and things, but they need to last a long time and they need to work when you need them.
Yep, that's right. I mean, again, reliability and efficiency are key. You know, on the efficiency side, we saw photovoltaic inverters were one of the first adopters of gallium nitride in semiconductors in the power conversion stages. And the reason for that is, again, the economics of solar in general, right? So we want to drive efficiency as much as possible. And redesigning the inverter with wide band gap semiconductors allowed a few percentage points in efficiency gain, which was, you know, clearly had payback. You know, as far as Henkel goes, you know, we really like to think of ourselves as an engineered adhesive solutions provider. And so, you know, across the value stream of energy storage, there's a number of different solutions we provide to really feed into the trends for higher reliability and efficiency. So we think about things like thermal management materials, thermal management adhesives, you know, with lithium ion batteries, certainly the charge and discharge rate speed can generate heat. That heat can be bad. We've all seen pictures maybe on YouTube of fires from lithium ion battery systems. And so those are very catastrophic type things. And so, you know, making sure that thermal management is done on lithium ion batteries is of huge importance to our customers. You know, oftentimes these things are also in pretty harsh environments, you know, dry, sandy environments, high sun environments. And so, you know, gasketing materials and sealing materials in order to make sure that the batteries and the electronics around the batteries, the inverters and battery management systems are all protected and can reliably do their jobs so that, you know, that people aren't left without power when they need it, right? Because power is more than just a energy, is more than just a convenience. It's really a necessity for a lot of what we do. So, you know, making sure that we have adhesives to put these things together efficiently, making sure that we have gasketing and sealing, potting, conformal coating solutions to protect electronics, and making sure that we have good thermal management to ensure that we don't, you know, have catastrophic failures and drive reliability to, you know, 10 plus years in these harsh environments becomes, you know, a very key service that we provide to inverter manufacturers. So these are a lot of the ways that we think about to really partner with inverter companies, better management companies, and energy storage companies.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are all excellent points. I mean, you know, you can design the most efficient system in the world, but you have to optimize its function, and then you have to protect that function and make sure that it works as it should and for the long haul. So in your view, Justin, I mean, what do you see really as the trend line for energy inversion, conversion, storage, particularly when we're talking about alternative energy, say, I don't know, if you could see into the future over the next 5 years, maybe?
Yep. Well, I mean, obviously we don't have a crystal ball. And so, you know, there's a lot of things changing. This is a very, very ripe field for innovation. And we see, you know, incredible leaps forward made in energy storage and power conversion. I would say that, you know, infrastructure resilience and reliability is definitely a big area where investments are being put, right? So we will continue to see stationary storage systems be put into place. We're going to see huge, you know, with the adoption of electric vehicles, increased adoption of electric vehicles, we are going to see bigger loads put on the grid, more stress on the grid. And so, you know, these are solutions that are going to have to be available. I would say, you know, as far as energy storage solutions, there's so many options available, and really they're fit for purpose. I don't see one storage solution really being there, excluding all others. You know, it's really a function of how fast these things can charge and how fast they're needed to discharge, and then how long that energy is needs to be stored. So in some cases, you know, if we're talking about timescales of hours, then maybe lithium-ion batteries are the best solution. If we're talking about timescales of days and weeks, then things like stored hydro or other solutions or kinetic energy storage are better ones. And then, you know, it might even be storage or discharge needed in seconds, in which case ultracapacitors, supercapacitors become an interesting technology. So, you know, really, I think we're going to see a whole landscape of solutions that are going to have to be put together in order to build the best solution for the grid and for people in general. I will also say in batteries, you know, that's by itself a huge area for innovation. And it will be interesting to see going forward whether, you know, liquid electrolyte lithium ion is the gold standard, or, you know, we see a lot of work in solid electrolyte lithium ion, certainly for stationary energy storage, things like sodium sulfur and flow batteries, which are, you know, much more robust to temperature excursions. So, you know, they're again, many options, many different ways to do storage and to build resilience into the grid. I don't think there's one solution that's going to be best. And so, you know, certainly we hope that what we do at Henkel is have good solutions for the entire spectrum of energy storage systems that are out there and really planning to be out there in order to really enable that entire landscape.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point. I mean, there's so many factors at play. It's impossible to cover them all. And who knows, you know, if there's really going to be one solution that wins out? Probably not. As you said, every situation is different. But I think part of the beauty of Henkel in general for alternative energy, but across many different markets and applications, is that, you know, you can support diverse technical solutions, whatever the application is, and especially, you know, to help solve some of the world's energy challenges. So it's a varied portfolio that the company provides, and we're just really trying to deliver the best solution to the customer and their customer. So we're not, and the other point I think too on alternative energy, which is an important one to make, is that, you know, Henkel doesn't only support these sustainable technologies, like alternative energy and other things, but also in a sustainable way. I mean, we're not just, you know, talking the talk, we're also walking the walk internally. So that's an important distinction as well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Henkel takes a lot of pride in our sustainability ambitions and what we're doing in sustainability. We don't want to provide to enable alternative energy solutions with really poor sustainability choices. So, certainly we want to make things work and provide the best solutions. But in the end, we're actively working in areas of, for instance, in gasketing, providing isocyanate-free gaskets in order to reduce the SVHCs that people are exposed to, or using renewable carbon-based feedstocks that can reduce the carbon footprint of a lot of these, historically fossil fuel-based polymer systems. Again, Henkel is really investing in sustainability, investing in alternative technologies that really align with what I think that we've built as a leadership position in sustainability. Another way that we try to help the sustainability equation is if we can help build reliability into these systems through good thermal management, good protection systems, because then, that initial carbon footprint gets amortized over a longer lifetime. And so that kind of carbon equivalent per unit of function gets reduced. So that becomes a very important thing that we also like to think about, as we develop materials. And then finally, we're working on new solutions that can help enable circularity, right? So at the end of life, what happens to these things? Do they get thrown away? Do they, get a second life, maybe in a consumer system, or do they need to be recycled? And so, our one of the big pushes we have now is really working with some of the key customers to fully understand the mission statement of inverters. What exposure are we going to see, and then what's the end of life plan for these things, so that we're helping really design for sustainability, design for recyclability, design for circularity. Again, a very big area where we're working, and some interesting developments on things like debond on demand, which we are really excited about.
Yeah, it's very exciting to see how all this will play out. Some of Henkel's innovations in the sustainability arena have been, far above others in the market. So it's been interesting to watch. These are all very positive developments, Justin. I think that we could go on with this topic for a long time, I'm sure. But I hope that these few minutes have given our listeners some food for thought, insight into Henkel's contributions, what we're working on for future. And we just really appreciate you taking the time again to speak with us.
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, alternative energy generation, the grid, decarbonization technology, storage, it's a very exciting area and one that I think we could go on and on for. So thank you for the opportunity again. Anytime you'd like to talk, Laura, really appreciate the opportunities.
Absolutely. We may have to have part two of this conversation. Who knows? If anyone wants to explore further, certainly there's a wealth of information on Henkel's website. Just visit henkel-adhesives.com, click on the Industries tab, and then Power Generation and Conversion. And thanks, as always, for listening to The Power of Henkel.
The Power of Henkel.